the next generation. KGO 810.
I'm John Rothman in for Grex right here on KGO. I want to tell you I will be back tomorrow. We're doing this on a day-by-day basis, and we wish Grex a speedy recovery. You know, when we talk about this, and we're going to get to your calls, I must tell you that since Donald Trump has announced his candidacy, there have been a number of statements that he has made. And I'm going to tell you what the Democrats are going to do. They're just going to play back Donald Trump's voice. So the bottom line question is, is he his own worst enemy? What do you think? Let's go to David calling from Oakland. Welcome to KGO.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening. Well, I think they're both each other's worst enemies. I mean, the Democrats are going to play what Trump has said. The Republicans are going to play what Hillary has said to Congress and all of that. But at the end of the day, you see, this is what happened in 1929 with Himmler. You see, when the propaganda started and people started defending Hitler, I'm not saying Donald Trump is Hitler, but what the president says carries a lot of is very, very powerful. And people continue to make excuses and excuses for this man. And I just don't understand how you can continue to defend this guy. He's unable to control himself. And the president of the United States has to be able to control him or herself.
You are absolutely right. If you read the letter from the 50 Republicans, you would see that their objection to Donald Trump is, frankly, his loose lips. The 50 senior GOP national security officials believe that Trump would risk our national security and our well-being. And when you listen to the kind of statement that was made today, that's the problem. No, you hit the nail on the head. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Glenn calling from Oakland. Glenn, welcome to KGO.
Hey, thank you, John. It's good to have good to hear your voice.
Listen, thank you.
All this talk about the Supreme Court and everything, it just goes to show you how uninformed Donald Trump and his followers are. The Constitution can only be amended by Congress. It doesn't matter how many Supreme Court judges you have up there. They can interpret the law, but they cannot change it. The last time I checked, I think it takes 2/3 of Congress to amend any amendment.
And three quarters of the states. But I think what you're saying, that's why the constitutional amendment process exists but is difficult. I always think of the Equal Rights Amendment, which failed by essentially one state, Illinois, from going into the Constitution. But your point is right. Only Congress can make laws. But you are also correct when you say that the Supreme Court interprets law. And that's critical, because it depends whether you have a court leaning to the left or the right, whether it's a Citizens United case or a Roe v. Wade or a Brown versus the Board of Education. All of these issues are resolved by the individuals who sit on the court. And I appreciate that very much, Glenn. I think you're absolutely right. 100%. Let's go to Tommy calling from Sunnyvale. Tommy, welcome to KGO.
Yeah, I wanted to comment. A lot of Trump's, what he says is stupid. I agree with that. But there's clearly a double standard, because when Obama was running for president in 2008, he made the comment, if they bring a knife to the fight, we're going to bring a gun to the fight. And then he was never called on it. If Trump made a comment like that, we would be endless on the news right now. So there's clearly a double standard. And, you know, Hillary had the father of the Miami killer, the guy who killed 49. He had him in the background.
Okay, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. She didn't have him there. She did not invite him there. As you may know, while he was behind her, he was applauding the members of police and fire and emergency services who stopped what was going on. And I think it's very different. She obviously,
but he's anti-gay. He said God is going to punish gay. He supports Sharia law and the Taliban.
You don't have to convince me, but I don't believe, and I'll be happy to be proven wrong, I don't believe she invited him to be present. I believe he positioned himself. But it's very.
The father of the killer in South Carolina at his rally, the guy who killed the 9 African Americans in the church, I guarantee you it would be number one.
No, but you see, your mistake, with all due respect, your mistake is you said if Trump had asked or if Hillary had asked. No one believes that Hillary wanted him there or even knew he was there. Nobody knew that. But the difference is that Donald Trump makes not just this statement, which I will concede can be interpreted in a variety of ways, but every single day what Donald Trump says detracts from his campaign. So you're a Trump supporter. It's fine. I respect that. But I want to know, what does the Trump campaign do? What does Trump do to get his campaign back on track?
Well, he needs to drop out and have his son run who can speak and use his brain.
Well, you know, it's funny. Funny you should say that. It's funny you should say that because that was the whole point of this piece that appeared in the Chronicle, in the New York Times, that he ought to step out and let Mike Pence be the nominee. But that's not the choice. I'm only saying if I were a Republican supporting Donald Trump, I would say to Trump, button up, stick to the script, go to your base and try to expand beyond it. Don't keep doing this to yourself. Well, no, you and I agree on that, Tommy. And I want you to know I appreciate your passion and your concern. And because you're a Trump supporter, you better convey it to the Trump campaign. Right? Right. Thank you very much. Let's go to Andy calling from Morgan Hill. Andy, thank you for calling. Welcome to KGO.
Sir, I'm a big fan of your show. I know that we're going to disagree, but I hope that you keep me on long enough.
Oh, don't worry about
question.
Disagreeing. I love people to disagree with me. Otherwise, it'd be very dull. Go ahead.
I do have a very important question at the end of my statement, but I do believe I am a Trump supporter. I am an NRA member. I do agree that he does sometimes, no pun intended, shoot himself in the foot. But for me, I would rather have a candidate that speaks from the heart, that is not censored, that isn't thinking politically correct and says what he feels, as opposed to a candidate that is polished, is a candidate, is a politician, knows how to word things, knows how to say things. In my view, Hillary will do a lot more damage to this country than Mr. Trump. She already has been in office for a long time. She already has her people in place. And let's face it, Mr. Trump, as much as I like him, is a one-term president. And in order for him to get anything passed, it's going to have to go through Congress. It's going to have to go through all of these steps. And we know that the majority of what he wants isn't going to happen. For me, personally, it's a choice of keeping Hillary out. She's already shown that she has no regards for the law. The things that she has done and gotten away with would have ousted most candidates a long time ago. And I mean that with all respect. So for me, it's the lesser of two evils, and I got to go with Trump on this one.
May I say that?
I'd rather have a guy.
Let me just say.
I'd rather have a candidate that speaks from the heart.
Okay, what you have said.
You know where he stands.
What you have said summarizes beautifully the position of Trump supporters. And I respect it. I don't agree with it. But you hit the nail on the head. Now, give me your question.
Okay. I could be wrong on my statistics, and I respect you because you are a very wise man. California is the sixth largest economy on the planet?
Correct.
Or close
correct.
To it?
Correct. Fifth or sixth, depending on numbers.
Why doesn't our vote for president count?
Okay.
And can this be changed?
Okay. The answer is that when the founders created this country, they based it on votes cast by electors. Every state has electors. The number of electors is based on the number of members of the House of Representatives in each state plus the two senators. So the theory is that when you vote state by state, that it is a fair representation of the population of the country. On only four occasions.
Do you believe that it's fair now?
Yes. On only four occasions. 1824, when Andrew Jackson won the popular vote but lost the electoral vote. 1876, when Samuel J. Tilden won the popular vote but lost the electoral vote by one vote, by the way, 185 to 184. 1888, when Cleveland won the popular vote but Harrison won the electoral vote. And 2000, when Gore won the popular vote and Bush won the electoral vote. Only four times has the system envisioned by the founders failed. And the only way you change that system, whether it's direct election or revising the Electoral College is by a constitutional amendment. Okay? Good.
No.
I know. California. But, you know, and I'll tell you, if you'd been listening in 2000 when Bush and Gore were going at each other, this was the great debate which we were involved in. And I hope we never have to do that again. But if we do, I'm sitting here and I'm ready for it. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. A wonderful, wonderful call, Andy, and a good clarification. It is 7:45. It is time now to go to traffic. I'm John Rothman in for Drex.